Hey, hey, everyone. I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 96. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're covering the latest and greatest in the social media and marketing world, including one subject that we probably don't talk about enough, and that's proving social media ROI. We're also covering video trends, new Instagram features, and lots more.
Wait, we have to prove social media ROI? No, I'm just kidding. Of course we do. Very excited to chat about that, as well as where video is headed in 2018. It continues to be a huge opportunity for brands, and so hopefully we can shed a little light there.
Let's kick it off.
All joking aside, proving social ROI remains one of the biggest challenges for brands, businesses, agencies, and marketers alike. That and figuring out ways to increase organic reach on social, but that's a different subject and possibly episode entirely. Recent research from the company Databox found that nearly 46% of marketing agencies say selling clients on the value of social media marketing is still a challenge in 2018.
Yes, so this research from Databox was super interesting. They interviewed more than 50 knowledgeable marketers and agency owners to find out exactly how they were measuring the value of social, and then they compiled all of the advice into one article. So basically, they broke social media ROI down into two approaches. One is conversions, and the other is social metrics.
The first one, conversions, is what a lot of us think when we hear the word ROI, you know, or I guess that's an acronym, you know, and those can be anything from conversions to a landing page, to a newsletter subscription, to a product signup. These are all conversion points that agencies reported as the focal point for their optimization efforts. And most importantly, the ROI conversation.
Lots of marketers weighed in on their workflows and how they measure conversions. And so we thought we'd share a few of our favorites. So Sharon Hayden of Social Savvy Consulting Group, for example, uses HubSpot to identify when social media is the first touch point for leads and website visitors. They can then provide a personalized experience to those customers on the platforms they're most engaged with through marketing automation and social ads.
Genius. Mike Scheimer of Bootstrap Business, and this is one of my favorites because I've been there before, says that unless a company understands the overall long-term value of social media marketing, it can initially be a challenge to prove ROI when clients want immediate results. So true. He explains the excellent value they get from social media marketing compared to alternatives like television commercials, radio ads, billboards, print advertisements, and even Google AdWords. Then he runs detailed reports of the value of each social network using tracking links like UTMs to then show the value.
Such a great approach. Jennifer Lux of SmartBug Media says that it should be pretty easy to know whether your social media efforts are driving qualified leads if you have good visibility into your marketing funnel. She explains that properly tagging social attribution will help you understand a visitor's digital experience on your website and whether those visitors turned into a qualified lead and eventually a customer. But you have to have that tracking on every single piece of content and page in order to fully understand the metrics.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And on the social media metric side of the coin, my favorite side, if I might add, while many agencies and marketers focus on the on-site metrics like conversions and sales to communicate the ROI of social media, others use things like engagement, reach, and impressions. And I think there's some taboo around using engagement as an indicator of social success in the marketing industry. And while I agree that we'd all like to convert tons of customers from social media, I don't think that means we should discount the importance of engagement on social.
I totally agree. It definitely seems like people are almost not as proud of their engagement numbers as they would be of something like leads. Would you say
that? Absolutely. Like, stand up, be proud of the engagement. It's really hard to do.
Engagement is really important. So again, lots of leaders in the space had some great thoughts around social metrics. For Malaika Nicholas at Ladder Digital, she ties every growth tactic to an OKR, which is an objective and key result. For every objective, she defines 2 to 3 measurable key results. As an example, some key results for increasing their following on social media might be increasing the number of Facebook followers by 15% in 30 days or acquiring 100 new followers by launching a Facebook page like ads.
We used to use OKRs here at Buffer.
We did. We got them from Google. Google is super into OKRs.
Still are. I do love that perspective because even engagement metrics have very specific and actionable goals. Ian Evanstar over at Unincorporated also had a really unique perspective on top of the funnel metrics. He tracks metrics such as reach, impressions, cost per 1,000 views, also known as CPM, clicks, and cost per click when using social media advertising as a strategy. And besides measuring ad-specific metrics, it's also important to track other social metrics such as net new page likes, comments, shares, retweets, reposts, tags, you name it. And one thing that I love that they track closely are video views, both at 3 seconds, 50%, and 100% viewed.
Yeah, so it's not just how many people your content reaches, but how in-depth people are actually going with that content. What marketers should realize is that even a 30-second video view can be just as important and impactful as a click or a visit to your website.
Up next, one of my favorite things to talk about, video. But not just any old video, video trends and where we're heading in 2018.
HubSpot released a really neat infographic outlining where online video is heading. And as predicted, video has rose through the ranks to become the medium of choice to distribute content and increase conversions online. And topping all video trends in 2018 is that video is going live.
And yet again, we arrive at live video here on the show. If you're a regular listener, you know that I haven't totally bought into the live video thing yet, but there's now some data to back up this live trend. Did you know 80% of social media users would rather watch a live video than read a blog post from a brand? And that 82% of social users prefer live video from a brand over a regular post. So, Haley, I stand corrected.
Wow, those are some really strong stats. That's awesome.
I don't know.
Do you think they're fabricated?
I'm still on the fence. I don't know.
I mean, there's still that 20% in there. These were both around 80. You can still stand in the 20%
good
of
point.
People that would
good
rather
point.
Not watch a live video. Yes. So you are not alone. The second big trend to keep an eye out for is that video is taking viewers shopping, and it's making a really big impact on sales, which is super cool. So in fact, 96% of consumers find video helpful when making a purchasing decision. And video on e-commerce landing pages has been shown to increase purchase value by more than 50%. So if you're selling a product, start thinking about how you can make video a central part of your strategy.
Yep, absolutely. And another big trend in video is a two-parter. First is that video is becoming accessible to just about everyone. I mean, right now I can shoot 4K videos on my phone. It's incredible. So that makes anyone and everyone a creator. It also means that video is becoming more personalized. One-to-one video or one-to-few video is very quickly becoming a crucial part of many brands and businesses' strategies.
Exactly. And it's being embraced in so many different ways as well. Businesses are using video to follow up on an inquiry, deliver support to customers, like do product tutorials, or simply say hello in an email. And there are so many other creative ways that video can be used here. It's becoming more and more accessible, and it really sets a new standard for marketing on so many different fronts.
Agreed, Haley. And another exciting trend in video is one that content marketers will love, and that's that video is becoming search friendly. In addition to title and descriptions, AI and the use of closed captions are making video content much more searchable on Google and other search engines.
Yes, and I'm glad that you brought up Google, Brian, because they recently announced the addition of video previews to the carousel when using Chrome or Google app on Android. And I feel like even though it's only on Android as of now, this is a much bigger trend in the overall video landscape and for mobile.
Totally agreed. I've even noticed more and more YouTube videos pop up in search results recently. Also, side note, go check out the previous episode, episode number 95, all about YouTube marketing, and you'll see why we're super big on that platform moving forward.
Yes, that was a fun episode. So key takeaway from this is that video is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's definitely a part of social media too, but it's also a part of your marketing program in general. Sales, IT, HR, legal, training, so much more. Just remember that video is everywhere. A couple of exciting things on the Instagram and Facebook front to share with you before you go. One is that you can now officially reshare posts from your feed directly to stories. And I say officially because we talked about this several episodes ago here on the show, and I'm just going to say it, we totally called this.
I love when we're right on the show. It's not often, but every once in a while, yeah, we do get it right. No, but this is really a cool feature because now brands and marketers can share their own posts directly to their stories, sort of like a cross-promotion technique.
Yeah, and this is just one of the many things that Instagram is testing and launching over the next couple of months. According to Social Media Today, keep an eye out for new features like reporting your time spent in the app, which that will be scary or good, I don't know. Music stickers, slow motion, cinemagraphs, muting profiles, and lots more. These are all great features.
Yes, that cinemagraph one is the one that I'm most looking forward to. I think it's gonna be awesome. Also, well, yeah, like you said, when they release the time spent in app reports, we should do like a listener challenge, seeing who spends the most time in Instagram. Like, tag Buffer Podcast. Let us know.
Oh my gosh! Without trying to spend all your time in Instagram, just like naturally, what do you spend?
Yeah, exactly. Another new Insta feature is the ability to turn existing Instagram organic posts into ads.
Yeah, so ever since advertisers have been able to run ads on Instagram, the big question on lots of marketers' minds was, when can we turn existing organic Instagram posts into ads through Ads Manager or Power Editor? And that day has come. So previously, the only way to run an organic post as an ad was by using the in-app promote button, Instagram's equivalent of Facebook's boost post button.
Yes, and so many marketers know that boost post button is somewhat limited. So this feature is going to be great. I can't tell you how much success we've had using Ads Manager to promote existing Facebook posts. I imagine this will be equally as powerful for Instagram. It's currently rolling out to quote unquote all global advertisers within the next few weeks and will be available for the brand awareness, post engagement, reach, and video views in both Ads Manager and Power Editor.
Last but not least, is Facebook launching an influencer marketing platform? According to TechCrunch, several leaks showed that Facebook was or is testing an influencer search engine. Facebook vaguely noted it would build a creator brand tool in March, but now we know what it looks like and how it works.
Even though Facebook will not actually broker or initially take a cut of the deals, the tool could equip brands with much more compelling and original content marketing opportunities via influencers. And this all came about because, according to Facebook, they want to help businesses find creators who can reach their target audience in an authentic way.
We will be sure to keep everyone updated on this as we know more in the coming weeks here on the show. Tons of exciting things on the horizon.
Thank you so much for tuning into our show. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll do this strictly via video somewhere on the interweb. Gotta embrace the trends, right, Haley?
Maybe. You never know. As always, feel free to reach out anytime using the hashtag BufferPodcast or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com. Over the next few weeks, we'll be covering lots of great stuff in the social media world, including social media marketing for small businesses, a massive 2018 social media trends report, our 100th episode, and so much more.
With that, we hope you have a great week ahead, and we will catch you next Monday.